7 p.m. They're having their album release party, so don't miss it. Cool. So we are going to leave you in the very capable hands of the following DJs. So I'm going to throw on some Richard Hell and say goodnight.
Nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set to him. Relax yourself, girl, be set to him. Relax yourself, girl, be set to him. Relax yourself.
you settle in. Relax yourself, help 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 you settle in.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to Strictly 80s Joel.
Welcome.
My name
is Borat.
And my name is also Borat.
Oh, we've got jokes here, folks.
That's one of them. We're going to repeat that one in probably 5 minutes.
Probably.
You know, that's how you know it's 12:05, 12:10, 12:15.
Yeah.
That joke comes back.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little...
Every 5 minutes on the hour.
It's our signature move. We've got a great show not planned for you.
Fantastic. As usual, scripted to the T. only the high... You know what's my favorite thing? Truly my favorite thing in life. Nothing is better than releasing your... fresh, hot content out to the masses. Don't you love when your content is on the interwebs or
new content?
I love hot, fresh, new content.
Yeah. Me too. All sorts of content, to
you
be
just,
honest.
You just spray it there. You just spray it all over the masses.
We talking Catholic masses. So we talking.
You smoke a cigarette after you just relax,
and
then like give it like 40 minutes, and you could. Release some more content.
Yeah. You can't be like tweeting too often.
No.
Releasing, dropping an album
40
every
minutes,
day.
Then you get nice and hard and ready for some more content to be released.
But if you release content like over three times in one day,
your body is just sore from releasing so much content.
Yeah. And like
it can be done, but
they're diminishing returns.
Law of diminishing return. You know, it's my least favorite thing is when sometimes I'm creating content, right? And I'm just so excited about the content that I'm creating that I just hit send about after like 30 seconds. And then I just release that content.
See, sometimes I'm
prematurely releasing content.
See, sometimes I'm working on it really hard and you get that like initial feeling where you're like getting close to releasing it. Like your finger's lingering over the enter button and you're like, have it half pressed down, but you're like, I'm going to pull back.
Oh, so you're going to pull back.
But then you pull back, but then you kind of just shudder and your hand hits the enter key and it's all like it's a weak release.
You can't be playing games too much. So you just got to go with that hot content.
Yeah. You got to just full on.
And then obviously after you release the content, you got to clean up after yourself. You've got to clean up the content.
Yeah, get your PR manager to take care of that mess.
Oh, take care of that hot sticky content mess.
Sticky because once it's out there,
it's just sticking to everyone's Facebook walls. You know what I mean? The social media is just taking it. It's sticking to the face.
Yeah, our namesake.
It's sticking. The hot content is sticking to its face.
Our namesake Joel Wasserman has already posted about it, made parodies.
Oh yeah,
great to have you listening, Joel.
Yeah, he's the namesake of the show.
Yeah. And you know, that idea...
Because we like him, but we just like 1980s. Strictly the 1980s
version. Before his AEI days.
Before Gorbachev tore down the wall.
Putting him sorely out of work.
Yeah.
We love content. We love scripting our content, too.
Yes.
And speaking of scripted things, you see the sick... Twitter war going on between Tufts University and a former cast member of The West Wing.
Wait, what?
So, had you heard about this? I'm sure you've seen someone's like Zah Shapiro post a Facebook or a tweet that's not an endorsement about how there's a new.
And here's the thing about what we do here: our retweets are endorsements.
Yeah.
They're all strong endorsements.
Yes.
We're constantly endorsing.
Well, if you don't
via
say
retweet.
Otherwise, like, then that's assumed, you know?
We should get a Strictly 80s Joel Snapchat account.
What do you have to do to make an official one? Nothing, right?
I have no idea. But I'd love to be one of those, like, sponsored companies that,
yeah,
like, have...
Oh, I want to be one of those things that's, like, a story,
yeah,
that everyone has access to.
Yeah.
Access, not accent. But anyway, so if you've been following the blogosphere, there's a new podcast.
Podcast.
That's called something dumb. It's like West Wing Walk or some...
It's a podcast about the West Wing.
It's a podcast going...
podcast about the West Wing.
Yeah, it's a podcast going episode by episode through the West Wing.
It's just about, what, 15 years too late?
Yeah, it's very late. And, well, I think one of the people is one of the cast members. How much of that show did you watch?
Literally one episode, and I was like, this is so
bad. Oh, really?
Bad.
Oh, I thought you'd
like,
see
this
more.
This is so bad. No, just
like an,
one
like
episode.
An early 90s...
I watched
like,
the first episode.
Oh, yeah, that one's not good.
It's bad.
The first season is a little rough.
It's so like...
Actually, the whole... No, it's just very 90s.
Yeah.
It's very 90s Sorkin.
It's super 90s.
Well, there's this guy who... I'll get you a picture
of
him.
Wait, have you watched House of Cards?
I've seen the first episode, and then I recently saw one episode from the most recent season where, spoiler alert, he gets shot.
Oh, damn.
He doesn't die.
See, if you say spoiler, you gotta give me like a second to like
no,
say
no,
either yes or no or leave.
You recognize this guy? This actor?
Wait, tilt the screen? No. listeners, do you recognize him? Can you hear that?
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Nope.
Well, he's like a actor that comes in like season 4 or 5, like when the show starts
to get...
He kind
of looks like Buster Bluth.
Yeah, he does.
That's what I thought it was for a second.
And like that's when like the show starts to get less good, but he is one of the people running the podcast. And someone on the Tufts Daily article.
But he's a character in the show.
He is a character in the show.
He's hosting a podcast.
He's
about the
one
show?
Of the people doing it. Yeah,
that's the most masturbatory thing ever.
Yeah, I know. But I think within
Wait,
it,
is he still an active actor? Like he acts in things now. Or is this like what he's reduced to? Like
he was. So he was on Sorkin's show Sports Night. I'm
that
on.
That was
his,
a long time.
No,
ago.
That was pre-West Wing.
Yeah.
He was in 3 episodes of The Big Bang Theory. He's on Scandal, I think, apparently. Which makes sense because they are like typecasting him as like a political.
Have we ever done a show just stand? You know, people just do this. They just stand up.
At radio shows?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Like real radio shows, people just stand up and just like
Let's
DJ
try.
Like standing up.
The mic doesn't go
I
high
actually
enough.
Was intending just to take off my jacket.
Yeah, I can't do this.
People do it.
Mine doesn't go as high as yours. but yes.
No, it doesn't.
No, so it's like masturbatory, but, you know, he's releasing content and he. Within the content calls, like, I think he refers to himself as, like, the worst part of the show or something like that. So it's, like, self-deprecating,
okay.
masturbatory.
Wait, he's, like, a very minor character?
He becomes, when Rob Lowe starts leaving, they kind of try to use him to replace Rob Lowe, but then they Sorkin
Wait,
leaves.
Rob Lowe is in West Wing?
Yeah.
Wait, who is he in West Wing?
He's one of the main characters for the first 4 seasons.
Who is he?
His name's Sam Seaborn.
Rob Lowe.
He's like speechwriter guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why is he significantly less hateable in the West Wing?
I don't know, because he pretends to be a liberal.
Yeah, that's probably it.
And then real life happens and you're like, wow, you have horrible views.
You know who was the only interesting character from the West Wing that from that one episode I watched was the chief of staff guy.
Oh, he's the best one.
Yeah.
He's the best. He's the best character.
Yeah,
chief of staff guy's great, and then
the actual president sucks. He's the
hey,
preachiest
leave Martin
douche.
Sheena out of this.
He's the preachiest douche ever.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
He's
about
such
him
a
being
like, ooh, like, oh, it's the perfect guy. Like, let's make the president the most perfect figure.
Yeah.
How boring is that?
I mean, he's less a perfect figure sometimes, but it's still not like in the end of the day, you're still like you're pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like. It's more interesting when that's not the case, but it's still always kind of the case.
But it's actually somewhat better than now. It's just every character has to be like
hateable,
this, like,
yeah.
fatally flawed, like anti-hero douche.
Yeah. Yeah. They're always like the bad guy that you love, hate to love and love to
yeah.
hate. But like,
what is he going to do next?
Yeah.
What dark. Oh, he killed the fucking Libidoo and then he buried him.
What show is that?
All of them.
Is that Vinyl?
Yeah. Dude, that's Vine. Vine the show.
He'll write that down.
I will.
Apparently
Vinyl's terrible.
I thought you watched the first episode.
Yeah.
Was it terrible?
I mean, I won't condemn the whole show based on one episode I watched. Yeah. Like, I would never do that.
Yeah, especially.
But
listeners, that was a reference to earlier in this episode where he insulted the West Wing.
Dude, I love releasing my hot fresh refs out on the American public.
Referees.
Yes.
You've just been training a league of just hot fresh referees.
Oh, yeah. Ready to go, ready to officiate.
Whistle in the mouth.
Yes.
What were you saying about Vinyl?
The first episode was terrible.
Okay. Who's the lead?
It's that.
Isn't like Olivia Wilde in it or something?
Bobby Cannavale, who's a sick actor.
Hold on, I'm gonna have to Google a picture of him.
He's
for
a great
listeners.
Actor.
Bobby Cannavale. Oh, A's attempt.
Hey, I've got a message for one of our listeners.
Hmm.
If you're gonna in a group chat just be commenting on this episode the whole time, and this is not directed at somebody, this is just at any of our listeners. If you happen to be talking in a group chat about this the whole time, maybe you should have just came to the show. Maybe.
And if you're gonna refer to, you know, if you're in said scenario, if you're gonna talk about how you're live tweeting something, do it on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not live tweeting if you do it on Google Hangouts.
Because guess what? I'm on Twitter right now, and I don't see anything.
Literally, the feed is blank.
Yes.
I don't follow
the site
anyone.
The has crashed. Twitter has fallen.
England has fallen.
Twitter house down.
Oh, no, it's England down.
England down.
Oh, I love that phenomenon, how, like, it always happens where those two movies that are the same movie get released in the same year. Like, is that a good strategy, or is it just a coincidence?
Give me another example of that.
Okay. Illusionist and Prestige.
So, okay. That's a good one.
So, Olympus Has Fallen, White House Down.
Yeah, what? I'm so There's glad another that one. There they was don't another... make magician movies anymore. Not that, like, the Prestige
you're
is
You're forgetting
bad.
That now you see me too. Yeah. The second act is coming out this year.
How did that get enough demand to warrant a sequel?
I don't know, but I unfortunately was cajoled into paying money for it.
You were what?
Cajoled.
You were cajoled into it?
Hey.
What?
I was cajoled.
That's what I said.
I was bejeweled into seeing it for $5.
Oh, wait. What the hell?
What?
Now You See Me made a ton of money.
Yeah, it was very successful.
Nobody I knew watched it except for you.
Yeah.
Literally, that's it. Dude, it made...
No, I don't know anyone else either.
It made $350 million on a $75 million budget.
Whoa.
That's like Guardians of the Galaxy money.
And the new one's going to get that Guardians money because... I think it has a Daniel Radcliffe cameo, and it's like, he's played a magician before. We all paid money to see him do it.
He's not played a magician. He's played a boy wizard, all right?
A wizard boy.
Yeah, a wizard boy that we all are Harry Potter.
Like, as in we identify with him, or I don't have another... That is what you mean.
You know my favorite line is in the Harry Potter series?
Always.
No, my favorite line. It's the first movie.
Wait, book or movie?
The first movie.
Okay.
Where he goes, I guess I truly am Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Alternately, the Philosopher's Stone, if you're watching this from England.
Exactly.
Long line.
He says that whole thing.
Yeah. I think that's why they had to, like, change the directors and writers.
They named
like
the
every
title
movie.
Of the movie after that line, actually.
Really?
It was such a striking line.
Was that an improv line?
Kind of off the cuff, basically.
What was he supposed to say?
Instead of that line?
Yeah.
He said, he was supposed to say, now I have released my hot, fresh content.
Leviosa.
Leviosa.
Yeah, but then it kind of got that, like, the fame, proclaim, like, fame and prestige of that line kind of got to...
Prestige.
Got to Daniel Radcliffe's head, and... Like, then he just kind of...
And did every movie with that.
He did that in every movie. Like, he varied it up, and they had to, like, name the movie after his
yeah,
new bullshit every
Chamber
time.
Chamber of Secrets.
So then when they got... Yeah, like, then when they got to, like, I am Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Yes!
Like, they were like, oh, this isn't the end, I
it
guess.
It got to the point, honestly, when I would be seeing the movies, that people would leave 4 or 5 minutes before the end of the movie because they just were sick of hearing that line.
Yeah.
It was so predictable.
Yeah, especially because, you know... they knew what the name of the movie was before they saw the line, so it was kind of like a spoiler of the ending every time.
Yeah.
It was a bummer.
It was a botched operation all around.
Yeah, like I left and during the seventh one when he died, because I was like, he's not going to get to say part two, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So it was a sad, sad ending.
Yeah, that was the saddest part of the ending.
Yeah. Nothing else.
No.
You know, so the movie ends with him dying, but the book actually has an epilogue.
Also, what was the book called?
It's just called Harry Potter. I think it's just one long book.
Do they do that with Harry Potter like they did with Lord of the Rings?
No, what do you mean? Like Lord of the Rings
was Lord of the Rings originally released as one big you know, bastard.
It was
Lord
released at once, but it was divided.
But okay, so it was released as a volume with the three books
yes,
in it.
Yes.
But those three books are clearly
they have
defined.
Those titles. Which is one thing.
Were they considered to be books or like part one, part two,
books.
Part three?
Well, so it's six parts because each of those books is divided into part one, part two.
Dude,
part
I haven't
three.
Read those books in so long.
So like you open up.
I have to say though, the scenes with Harry and Sam.
Harry
I just
and
skip
Sam?
Over them. Harry and Sam.
There aren't many of them.
Harry, Sam, and Ron. I just skip over them every time.
What if they replaced Hermione with just Sam?
Yeah, that'd be funny. That'd be good.
No, but if yeah, that would more to my taste.
Yeah.
But if you open up the Two Towers, it starts with like book three or like part three. You know, because there's like
there's one, two, three.
But it's like they're clearly defined three books, which is interesting because when Peter Jackson was originally like talking to like Fox and New Line and stuff about like, hey,
literally talking to a Fox about all this. It was crazy, his strategies for creating this film.
Hey, New Line Cinema is an equal opportunity employer.
That's true,
right?
They are.
He was originally like, he's like, all right, I can't do this. Like, they were like, do it in one movie. And he was like, no, I was going to do it in two. Which is interesting because, like, it's always been three books. Like, it's not like The Hobbit where he was like, I want to make a lot of movies.
Wait, they wanted to do it in one movie?
Yeah, they wanted him to do it in one movie. And he was just like, no.
That would have been absurd.
Yeah.
Why would they want that?
I don't know. Because they didn't think it would be that
successful.
Which is weird because it's the second highest selling book of the 20th century after the Bible.
Yeah. I'm honestly surprised it took that long for them to release like a movie of it.
Well, a lot of people were just like, you can't do it live action. Like you have to do it animal. Maybe he wanted to do it in two parts because your boy Ralph Bakshi, is that his name?
Yeah, yeah.
Like his was going to be two parts, you know?
Yeah.
Like
wait. He wanted to do two?
Bakshi?
No. Jackson?
Jackson wanted to do two, apparently. Or maybe he like only thought he could get two down.
Why were none of these geniuses just thinking of doing three like it's already divided up?
Dude, it should have been six.
That'd been dope, actually.
But that means that like if you divide them by the books, that means you have two movies that are just Frodo and Sam.
Why? How?
Because the way Two Towers and Return of the King are divided up.
Oh, one half is just all...
Which is cool because like... In Return of the King, the first half is like the everybody else shit. So like you get to the part where they're fighting outside the Black Gate. They're like, I don't know what happened to Frodo, but like we gotta buy more time. And then like the mouth of Sauron's like, here's his fucking mithril shirt. We got him.
You're just like, oh, you don't know what happens to him.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, you see that there's 200 pages left in the book, but you're like, yikes, Frodo's dead. Maybe like Sam's off doing it or some shit.
That's true.
You know? Or like Frodo's just naked somewhere.
He's always
Which
doing that.
Is what happens.
Yeah, he was just naked.
Spoiler
somewhere.
Alerted.
Yeah.
But anyway, the feud I wanted to talk.
Wait, where is he naked? Shelob?
No, Kirith Ungol after Shelob. Like the orcs take all his shit.
Yeah, undressed.
Like,
Yeah.
Did
he definitely?
What?
He definitely got down and dirty with those orcs.
I mean, he was unconscious.
There's no way after there and back again they are both. Pure with each other. They definitely do. It's lonely out there on the road, dude.
Oh yeah, that's why they exchange those knowing glances.
Yeah, you know what? You know, like the like what's the mountain called? The
Mount Doom.
Yeah, Mount Doom.
Were you actually asking
you
what Mount Doom was called?
You know, the actual last book is called Brokeback Mount Doom. Seriously, look it up.
Book six?
He says at the end of the movie, this really was Brokeback Mount Doom.
In which of the many endings of the movie was that?
All of them. They all ended with that line.
It was especially weird in the one where it's like them wordlessly jumping on a bed together. Yeah. And like you're like, oh, cool. You're like, wordless scene. Nice. And then, you know, Gimli goes, and then Frodo goes, it truly was Brokeback Mount Doom.
You know what I learned recently? That Legolas has one in the movies. I don't know the books, but in the movies he only has one line where he's addressing Frodo the whole time. They never talk to each other.
Yeah,
literally never. It's like, oh, yeah. The line is, and you can have my bow. That line is,
oh yeah,
he never talks to him ever again after
you
that.
You know, when Aragorn says, you have my sword, and Legolas goes, oh, and you can have my bow. Yeah, wow,
that's the only line.
Does anyone else
so they,
not
barely knew it? They weren't even friends.
Gimli and must interact with him like twice or something.
I don't
like,
even feel know
like,
about that.
I feel like they have like a random one, like where Gimli's like, hey!
Yeah, yeah,
good to
probably.
See ya.
Yeah.
Boromir interacts, Aragorn interacts, Gandalf, obviously, all the hobbits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go, Legolas.
You know who, you know, it's like when you have like that friend group that's like kind of big.
Yeah.
And then you think about it every once in a while.
Well, actually,
like,
no, I don't.
No, yeah. But in high school, I had this situation.
Oh, okay.
We have like a somewhat big friend group, and you're like, wait, did you just think about it? And you have like two people. You're like, wait, these two people in my friend group aren't actually friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we're all in a friend group.
Yeah.
But two people here, just if they were in a room together, they'd have nothing to talk about.
Yeah. Like, and that happens in TV. Like, I want, you know, as a white man, I have seen a lot of the show Friends. The Friends.
Dude, you say that as a white man, but Indian people love Friends. They really? Go crazy for Friends. Everybody I know,
I mean,
who's
it's
Indian,
a good show.
I've never got into it, but I feel like it was
of
one
its,
of those, like,
I mean, it's
I
good.
Feel like
of
it's like a Seinfeld thing.
Yeah,
where, like,
yeah, oh, it's 100% that.
Like,
especially
if you get
try
it on
and
the
watch
ground
from the beginning,
floor,
ugh, 90s.
Yeah,
but not in the good way, like in the Oklahoma City bombing kind of way.
Yeah. Well, some people think that was good.
Yeah,
thing.
Because the government's a destructive institution. We have to destroy everything they own and control. Yeah. No, but there's. I remember I saw some infographic or something like that that was like counting the number of scenes and like conversations between each of the different potential friend matchups between the six of them. And I, but like some of them, like I think it's like Chandler.
Phoebe, it's definitely Phoebe is one of those.
No, because I feel like, well, so like
Phoebe's the tall bitch, right? She's the big bird, right? She's the big dumb blonde one. I know there's a big dumb blonde one.
She's not dumb. She's quirky.
Oh yeah.
She's a Tufts alum. Yeah,
she's a Tufts Jambo.
Yeah, she is a Tufts Jambo. But no, because they like throw her in. I think it's like Chandler and Rachel or something. I'm gonna see if I can find this. Oh yeah, this is totally it. Which friends were the closest friends? But just like, yeah, that's like the Legolas.
Wait, who, yeah, what is the, what is are the, who, right. Who's not friends? They should have ended that show with, we truly aren't friends.
And then, you know, there's a spinoff show, right?
What?
That's just Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, called, yeah, wait, called, episodes,
called,
right?
No, that's just a different show than Matt LeBlanc. Oh. Immediately after Friends ended, there's just a show called Joey.
Wait, really?
That was just, he moves to LA to start an acting career.
Wait, where's the show, actual show to? In New York City?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But then everybody gets married except for him, and he's just like,
dude, spoilers, dude.
Sorry.
Spoilers.
Sorry. I won't tell you who to whom.
Okay, good.
Phoebe appears in The Fewest, which is 41.9% of all scenes, whereas Joey's in the most, 47.7%.
I'd be sick if at the end of Friends they all died. Look at the last episode. They all died in extremely sad ways.
Oh, like different ways, not
yeah.
all together.
Oh, no, definitely not together.
Wait, I want
to the point where by the end of that episode, you know the last one is going to die. Like, because they all die at different points of the episode. You're just kind of like waiting for it to happen.
Yeah. Sorry, wait. I got to find the answer to this. The most frequent duo in scenes together are Ross and Rachel because love.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit a control F search for least. Why can't I find this, bro? Bro, you got to talk so I can find this.
I'm just chilling.
All right. I'm going to find it.
How many listeners do we have right now?
Oh, I haven't looked. I'm glad you're giving me more tasks because the listeners want to know which Friends pairing was the least, and I, you know, it's gonna be tough to find when I'm running this ship. Oh, 10.
Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
That number has to be the most unreliable statistic out in the world.
Oh, yeah.
The number just corresponds to nothing.
Oh, it's like not based on any factual...
There's no way to know what the number will be. Every time you refresh, it could be... It's just a total crapshoot.
Yeah, like, I mean, except the time where it was like 63.
That's because we were having the show of our lives. That yeah. show was literally 6.3 times better than this one.
Which show was that?
That was literally just a random ass show. I think it was Just Me and You.
Oh, nice.
Was it? I don't know.
I feel like Piper or someone might have been here. That's DJ Esteban for the fans.
Right.
All right, I've given up on the Friends thing. I think it's like Chandler Phoebe is what I remember.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So big,
which one's Chandler?
Matthew Perry.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't one of them just like blackout drunk, like half the...
He was coked out.
Yeah.
Like he, which is why it's great that then after Friends and after Sorkin got kicked off the West Wing for him being coked out, they just made a show together.
Wait, what show?
You know the one.
Oh, Studio.
Yeah.
Oh, what a show.
Yeah, what a show. That I've seen one episode of.
Oh, wait, have you, this radio show is just talking about TV shows now. Have you seen Documentary Now?
No.
It's sick.
What is that?
It's, what's his name again? Bill Hader and, who's the Portlandia dude?
Armisen.
Armisen.
Just a one word name.
Yeah. Armisen. And every episode they do a parody of a different documentary.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's really funny. And that's like they play.
How long
like,
has that
like,
been
recreate,
on?
They recreate. It's just they uploaded a whole season onto Netflix.
Oh.
It's on IFC originally. So it's like really
for
weird.
For binge stream watching?
Yeah.
Cool.
I love binge stream watching on Netflix.
I love.
And chilling.
Dude, Netflix is my favorite medium.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't like the chilling thing, though.
You don't like chilling?
No. Like cooking. Cooking, heating up.
You like getting hot.
Yeah, hot,
you like
fresh,
sizzling,
new
fresh
content.
Oh, yes.
All over Netflix.
I'm probably going to drop some content before I go to bed tonight, I think.
Yeah.
I haven't kind of released any content yet today.
See, I'm in like a weird funk where like, no matter how much, every time I release content out in the world, I'm like, that wasn't good enough. Like,
yeah.
I can do better than this. Right. I'm a disgrace to myself. And then I say like 10 Hail Marys, 10 Our Fathers, and then the Nicene Creed. And then I'm like, I think I'm okay with myself after
gotcha.
Releasing that content.
Yeah. You ever, when you're like trying to release content, like to just kind of get ready and excited to release that content, you like watch videos of other people releasing content too? There's like websites that show videos of people
like,
releasing content.
Are you talking
content.
Like the Windows 98 launch or whatever? Like things like that?
Sure, yeah.
Like Steve Jobs speeches?
Like a hub. Like it's like a hub type site. Where they show videos of people releasing their content. And you watch that in anticipation of releasing
Grubhub,
your content.
Oh, Grubhub.
Grubhub, yes. That's
like
the
content
site.
Like offers and reviews and
right,
stuff.
Right, that's
yeah.
the site. But videos of people releasing
don't
the
you,
said content.
Real quick.
They're just pressing send, all of them. Like a compilation, one could say.
Oh, fuck, what was I going to say? Meh. Oh, little linguistics moment here. Let's yeah. talk. Let's talk about it. You know how like we got the letter T.
Right, you gotta slow down, right? Now.
Okay. You know the alphabet.
One more step back.
Are you familiar with cuneiform?
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah.
All right. Well, it's like that, but for English and other Romance and German languages, and. Turkish and a couple other things that use our alphabet. But you know how there's the letter T?
Yeah.
And the letter H.
Uh-huh.
So you know how we combine them together and it makes a new sound that neither... We just, yeah, that's the
I'm
one.
I'm doing it.
Yeah. Or th. Although that's sometimes written as a DH to distinguish it from the TH.
Not in English.
I know, but when
but
you're
in like phonetic
when you're like transliterating things and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
What would a BH sound like? I'm thinking about this because we're talking about Grubhub, which I really want to call like Grubhub.
Well, is this linguistics? Is that what this is?
No, this is bullshit. This is what this is. It's, I think B's are similar to P's, and we already have...
I feel like it's like a V type sound.
Fub.
Like a B plus an H is like a V.
Oh,
you know what? Because Spanish, they pronounce the V's like B's.
Uh-huh. I like what you're thinking. I feel like what T is to th and D is to th, P and like a PH is like a TH, and BH is whatever the DH version of that is. You feel what I'm saying?
No. Say that again.
Okay. So like PH, like
th, yes,
and th,
or are
and
like,
TH are like
they're like cousins. They're like two sides.
They're
the
like
same.
Charmander and Squirtle. All right.
They're yin and yang. They like balance each other. They're like the two opposites, but like
that's not the way I'd go with it. No, I'm saying like they're the same class, but for different zones. Like say if you're a fire type, like your big ol' like starter move is a TH. All right. And if you're a water type, then your big starting move is a PH.
Okay.
So like, but then when you evolve, if you're a TH boy, then you get to make the DH sound and like that tough ass.
Oh,
and if you're
a PH boy,
like, because th and th are kind of similar. So if you're a PH boy, then you upgrade to whatever the BH sounds
but
like.
P to B, oh, because like.
They're similar.
And yeah.
They're similar.
But T and what's it?
D.
See, I don't.
T and D are similar.
Yeah, that
is actual linguistics.
Yeah, that's good.
So, what's our BH sound like then? Is it? Wait, so. Yeah, it's like
it's
the V.
Be
okay,
something
it's
like that. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, Grubhub.
That's just a V. I just did a V there.
Yeah.
I didn't have the H. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt you. You were talking about watching people release fresh content on Grubhub.
Yeah, whenever I watch that, I just cum my pants.
Yeah. You have a problem.
Yeah.
That's not the intended result of Grubhub.
Yeah, I just ejaculate semen.
Oh man, where?
Huh?
Where?
Just
from where to where, unto where?
There and back again.
We don't use the preposition unto enough.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all. Good night. That's how we should end this show. End Strictly 80s Joel, like the last episode. Just on a weird, confusing note that I never want to revisit later on when I'm an adult. Dude, the last episode of Strictly 80s Joel, it has to occur in a way in which I'm okay with listening to it 20 years from now.
So good.
But just, it can't be embarrassing. Like, it can't be that. Like, I'm going to listen to it when I'm an adult.
Oh, I know.
So it has to be. There's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be really tired.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to bring...
What is the date? We could probably figure out the date of the last Strictly 80s Joel show.
Well, it depends, like, when we leave town, you know?
When is your... When are you graduating? Summer show?
Well,
that'd be hilarious.
It's not impossible.
That'd be embarrassing. Honestly, after, like, a huge final show, we're just back again for the summer.
Well, I won't be a Tufts student, so it'd have to be via you.
Well, you could be a community DJ.
Ugh.
Yeah, you could
kill
join.
Me. Literally murder me when that happens.
They could be here right now.
Yeah, and I'm proud of them for that, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No offense.
None taken.
It's just, you know, I don't like getting showtimes when I want them. I like...
Oh, right. Like clawing.
Like, I don't like... to be someone who doesn't pay money to this institution but gets all of the perks of it.
Yeah, who wants that? That's like, bullshit.
You know, like I prefer
they're kind of like the they're like the illegal immigrants.
Yeah, they're taking our jobs. They're literally taking our
jobs.
They
don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
They don't invest in the system.
They don't pay $60K.
Yeah.
Nor do they pay the like $120 activity fee.
I'm not down to grant them amnesty, first of all.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, but I hate it.
Second of all, we should build a wall. We should literally build a wall around WMFO.
Around?
Yes. Like a wall.
Where? What happens to Brown and Brew? Do we eminent domain that shit?
We take Brown and Brew. No, no, no. We keep it. We like.
Oh, it's within the wall.
Around. Yeah, exactly.
So, do we ever leave WMFO?
We can leave, but they can't come in.
Yeah, we can go. It's we can go outside.
Palestine situation.
Oh, nice.
Where we have free passage
nice.
In and out.
Nice, dude. That's the life.
Right. We're working towards a solution with them, yeah. But like, no, we're not working
not,
that hard.
Not really.
Like, not that hard. Like, we're okay with like yeah. taking.
Like, as long
few
as we say
off.
We are, people will be like, all right, they're working on it, and then we're yeah. like, chill. All right.
Like every 2 years, we have to sit down to have a conversation with them about it, and then like back yeah. off at the last second.
Yeah, yeah. And like if I'm trying to get people to like me and like give me a good showtime, I'll be like, guys, I'm not going to resolve this. You know that.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I'll say that very publicly. But then once I'm already in my position and like some asshole like named like Barack is like, yo, why'd you say that? And you're like, no. I'm down to work on it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So we got to do that to them.
Yes. Whatever we just said we were going to do.
Yeah, whatever that is, you work it out.
Yeah. But I think it's time I finish talking about the West Wing Tufts Daily rivalry.
Ah, yes.
So... Unsuccessful actor, star of Scandal, Joshua Malina. You know him as Will Bailey in The West
Wait,
Wing.
He went to Tufts?
No.
Oh.
He just does this podcast about his own show that he was on. So the Tufts Daily writes a review of this. Tufts Daily is our daily newspaper, listeners.
Yeah.
Of this podcast because nothing... Oh, do college white boys like nothing more than they like the Unto the
Wait,
West
the Tufts
Wing.
Daily does a review of this?
Yes.
Is this a significant... What's the name of this podcast?
It's called... I'm finding it. It's called The West Wing Weekly. And there's a Tufts Daily article from yesterday... No, 2 days...
How
yeah,
is this popular?
From Monday that says... The West Wing Weekly podcast breathes new life into classic drama. I'm not going to read the whole article, but I think it, you know, it does some critiques, whatever.
Who's the token black guy on the West Wing?
The guy who's on Psych.
Yeah, what does he do on the West Wing?
He's like the president's personal assistant.
Yikes.
What's his name? Dule Hill?
Something like that. You know who he is? You know what he is? He's sick in Holes.
He's in Holes?
He plays Sam.
Oh.
Like the black guy who gets shot.
Oh, actually?
Yeah, with the peaches and the old teacher and shit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's dope.
So the Tufts Daily writes an article, and Joshua Malina, the host of this podcast himself, renowned actor.
He's a guy who says, like, I can fix it.
Yeah. No, I've seen Holes. I know what you're talking about. Wait, Rowan, you gotta listen to me on this one.
Yeah. Dude, you know who's a babe?
No.
Kissing Kate Barlow from Holes.
Who plays her?
Patricia Arquette.
Yeah.
That's bonkers. Yeah,
that's
I just
sick.
Realized that.
That's sick.
Patricia Arquette.
And John Voight is in
she's
that movie.
She's kind of hot in it.
Yeah, I mean, she's, yeah.
I mean, not anymore.
Hey, that's an Academy Award winning person.
That's person.
You should open up an incognito browser and Google image Patricia Arquette hot.
I'll do that on a regular browser.
And
dude.
See
I'm
what happens.
Afraid.
Oh, yeah, it is Patricia Arquette. Anyway, so, Ro, you gotta hear this out. So, Joshua Malina, star of The West Wing, star of Scandal, star of 3 episodes of The Big Bang Theory.
Dude, Holes is kind of scary.
It is.
Is this scary? Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, dude, Holes messed me up, dude.
It's a little scary.
Seeing John Voight's face in that ever.
In that what?
John Voight's face in that?
John Voight is a scary face.
Scary. He's dude, angry. John Voight you know,
looks,
he's the worst.
He looks nothing like Angelina Jolie. He's her dad.
Is he actually?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
He's
I
her
thought
dad.
You were just doing a non-sequitur.
No. He's her father. Can you believe that? They don't talk to each other. They're like a strange.
Dude, she lucked out.
Why? And not looking like
By
him?
By not looking like John Voight.
She lucked out in being able to get the Hollywood career, but not look like him. It's like the perfect
yes.
situation.
Yeah. And, you know, not being the most upsetting, politically vocal conservative in Hollywood.
Yeah, he's a douche.
He's
actually,
horrible.
No, that's James, what's his name again?
Goodall?
James Goodall. No. James.
Is there a question? So I'm thinking about replacing every significant historical woman with a male version of themselves, like just teaching that there was James Goodall instead of Jane Goodall to room.
James Woods.
I don't know who that is.
You've probably seen him before.
Maybe.
Wait, what were you saying?
Like, I'm going to rewrite history, but turn all significant females into males, like James Goodall.
Oh, yeah.
And like...
Oh, it's like replacing French fries with freedom fries.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like...
Purify. You gotta purify history.
So I'm wondering, because, you know, that is actually something that happens. Like, you know, I've seen a bunch of think pieces about, like, doing that to the history of computer science when, like, really there were, like, women involved important places, But is there a phrase like whitewashing for that or no?
Like male washing.
Is that actually the phrase?
I'm saying it would be male washing.
Male washing. Yeah, I guess
you
so.
You know what? It's kind of like...
man washing.
You know, it's kind of like... Man...
One of my hobbies. The hobby.
You know what's kind of... you know that's kind of like? It's kind of like when, like, in the Middle Ages, they just, like, just...
Like removed, 40, 50...
Yes.
Okay.
In the collective Middle Ages. No, in the Middle Ages, medieval times, as
the primeval era.
Say, yeah. They removed the penises from all the statues. Like, stone statues.
They put leaves on them.
Yeah. No, but typically they just...
I know. They'd chop it off and then put a leaf because they'd be like, there's like
A lot of them just don't have leaves. They just straight up just like,
weird scrotes.
Disfigured shit. Yeah. Dude, hoop. Hands off our
peni.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you ready for the stunning conclusion of this story?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So Joshua Molina.
We managed to stretch out the story to almost half a radio show.
I'm doing it deliberately.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of like Sam's story last night. Birdock.
We got to get him on this show to tell that story.
Oh, yeah. That was a legendary story. He did a good job of delivering that story.
He really did.
He built it up.
Because
really
I had already
heard
it.
Like he.
So me watching it for you was amazing.
Because he told that story. The way he told that story, he at no point let me in on the conclusion to it.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even hint at it.
No, he made
like,
it seem
like
the
she had walls up. Yeah. She was just a girl. Dude.
When he was telling me that story, I spent about 30 minutes trying to clarify whether or not he meant literal walls around her.
I know. Well, he was very literal in his description.
Yes.
He, like,
like, he talked about the mortar and the brick.
Yes. It was crazy.
Anyway, listeners, you'll hear that story soon.
Or at least a week.
Yeah.
You'll have to wait at least 1 week.
Just bear with us. All right, so Joshua Molina, star of Scandal, star of Sports Night, sees the Tufts Daily article.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
What, is this dude just Googling himself all day in his bathroom? Like, former West Wing guy who has a podcast about himself, Googles himself
dude,
all day?
His literal, on his Twitter, his bio just says, "Hi, I ruined the West Wing."
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, this guy is obsessed with himself.
Wait, but let me tell you this. Tell you what he tweeted. He tweets a link to the Tufts article and says, "Tufts does not like my, quote, strained and hackneyed humor," end quote. About what I'd...
Wait, first of all...
No, come on!
Wait, first of all... No, we got to step back a second. So, you didn't explain. So, Tufts wrote an article about it, but they panned the...
They may have... I think it was like a...
Okay, why would Tufts Daily pick a random podcast and then, it's not even a good one?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to write about some random podcast, write about a random one that's really good that we haven't heard of that I can maybe listen to. Like, why would you pick a random podcast and it's bad?
I was thinking about that because, like, for, like, when writing for, like Sound of Boston
so
or, like,
fill out pages.
Or, like, local music, blah, blah, blah things, like, you're like, oh, if you're, like, trying to promote new things no one's ever heard of, you want to promote the good, like, write about the good stuff. So if you're, like, writing reviews of, like, all unknown stuff, like, you're not going to write about the bad stuff.
Well, here's actually where I'd step in. Uh-huh. I would say that if you're a music mag and all you write about is good reviews of bands you like, why would anybody read you?
Yeah, well, if they're Pitchfork, looking for recommendations,
Pitchfork,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Pitchfork got its reputation because Pitchfork was like very judicious.
Critical,
yeah.
And that's how
they had a really like sharp, like acerbic critical tone.
Serb.
Yeah, acerbic, like Serbs.
Serbian.
Like, crazily, all their non-bestie musics were written in Serbian. All of them. All of them.
True.
It was only after they got bought by Condé Nast. Condom Nasty.
nasty condom that they decided to go back to just all English.
Yeah.
Anyway, so continue.
So you ready? So Joshua Molina tweets, he'll link to the article saying, Tufts does not like my, quote, strained and hackneyed humor, end quote, about what I'd expect from a safety school.
Wait, what?
Oh, shit.
Wait, Josh Molina or Joshua Molina?
Joshua Molina. And with an A, not like Alfred Molina.
I'm finding somebody else who's not him.
No, it's one that's like a picture of a child.
Oh.
But it says 45.1K tweets.
Oh, this is a different child. I'm looking at a different child. Wait. A child?
Like this. He's got a little blue check mark next to his name. Do you know
Molina. It's not Molina.
I literally specified that. Dude, said it's an A, not like Alfred Molina. I don't listen to the
things you say.
I know, and it's endlessly frustrating.
Wait, how does this guy have lots of Twitter followers?
Because people like The West Wing.
I need to find this tweet.
And people like Scandal. People that like Scandal are all on Twitter.
Wow, he skewered them.
Tufts?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's savage. It's amazing.
Did somebody reach out to him from Tufts? Oh, yeah, somebody did. John Gallagher did.
Wait, reached out to him?
Yeah, he said, want to do an interview? We would suddenly find your, quote, real Ivy humor pointed yet charming if you did.
Wait, did he refer to his own humor like that?
No. John Gallagher did. Yeah, maybe he did, yeah.
Interesting.
Wait, where did this...
Where are you seeing that?
Click the tweet, and then you could see, like, the mentions.
Dude, I do not know how this website works.
Click the tweet.
I did.
And then look at, scroll
down. I
know,
I already am.
Do you see John Gallagher's thing?
Yeah. We would suddenly find, that's, dude, no offense, John Gallagher. That's one, compliment insult. One, dude,
I've never seen this Joshua Molina guy in my life.
Compliment, smooth move there.
Where do you go to college? Oh, I went to Yale.
Oh, you can't make the safety school joke if you, like, actually went to Yale or Harvard.
No, that's when you can.
I don't know.
If he didn't, I'd be even more upset.
I think
if he went to like some, if he went to like Syracuse, I'd have been like, dude, come on.
Nah, it's all about the lower.
Like, oh, because now, now he's actually being a douche because he went to Yale.
Exactly.
But he has more grounds to be that douche.
No, he does. But it's more fun when it's like, you know, like I like colleges and students in them to make fun of each other, kind of like we make the like lower and middle economic classes fight each other. Like the upper boys like don't get to like shit on us, but like they pit the people of different races in the low income area against each other.
Blood sport,
and like they get to shit on each other.
It's fun
and it's lovely.
Yeah, it's Hunger Games type shit.
Yeah,
it's just fun for the whole family.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like when friend of the show Wyatt D'Amelia, who went to Carnegie Mellon, a college I got into and didn't go to.
Wow. You're an idiot.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, I don't know about Carnegie Mellon versus Tufts.
Carnegie Mellon for non-CS. If it was CS or drama or something.
Or engineering.
Or engineering, like, obviously that's the choice.
Yeah.
But
I didn't do any of those things.
No. No.
Did he get into Tufts?
No, he didn't apply.
Oh.
But you know, but he goes to like a little fake grad school at this place called Columbia.
Oh.
So like he knows our life in like a mid tier.
Wait, I don't get it. What is he getting at Columbia? Masters?
Masters.
So where's he going to get now? PhD?
PhD at Long Island University.
Gotcha.
And his Facebook status got a lot of likes. Not as many as Dorian's.
Which is, oh, Dorian's got a lot of likes.
Dorian saw Wyatt raking up the likes.
I know.
And he went in for the kill.
He killed.
He did.
My turn's next, dude. I'm gonna clean up both of them. I'm going to get some Sherrod-type likes on my next status.
Shout out to Sherrod.
Dude, what a guy.
I'm talking about the game Charades.
Yeah, but I don't know why you just suddenly pronounced it differently. It's pronounced Sherrod.
It's French.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, now that I finished that story, I've got nowhere to...
Wait, it's over?
Yeah, they called us a safety school.
Damn it!
And then that kid...
Wait, is there a radio show that's after us or no?
Yes. But they've only come, like, twice, maybe?
Yeah.
Out of our... What, is this, like, our fourth show? No, it's our fifth.
It's our fifth show?
Yeah.
That's just downright embarrassing.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah,
it's absurd. Because we had two shows, you weren't at one of them, then we had the shitty show, and then Wyatt came. Yeah, this is our fifth show.
Yeah.
And by shitty show, I mean good.
Great, fantastic show.
Yo, are you going to spit some bars right now to demolish Piper?
Oh, yeah. Dude, he's just scared, dude. He just keeps dipping.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't invite him this time.
That's true.
We forgot.
Yeah.
But, wait, so you looked up Joshua Molina, but you've never seen him before?
Never seen him in my life.
Have you never watched Sports Night?
Yeah, I have.
He doesn't look like Buster. You just Googling over there?
Yeah, I'm just looking up his IMDb page.
Can I get a dramatic reading of his IMDb page?
Yeah. Scandal.
See if there's no. I want like the fun facts or the quotes section.
Oh, good. But he's not famous enough for that stuff.
I don't know. The Blurred Lines girl has him.
She has like, did you knows? I got some did you knows.
The answer? No.
Trivia. Here's the trivia. There's 12 pieces of trivia.
Okay. Wait. Are they actual? When they say trivia, they just mean facts, right? Like, it's not like a quiz I can take.
No. It's not like a trivia pop.
Can
it's
you
like
reformat it? Can you reformat it so that I am doing this?
I will. There's like, 12. All right. There's 12. And you have like to wager. You have to wager points on each one, like rank each one. And if you get it right, that's how many points you get.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Most people wouldn't have understood those rules, but I'm very smart, so I know what you're saying.
Yes. He went to college and he got good grades.
Really good grades.
All right. What are the names of his family? People in his family?
Can I get the relations?
Wife, daughter, son.
All right. Wife, Rachel.
No.
Daughter, Rachel.
Well, you have to make a bet before you...
Okay. I'm betting... Yeah, don't tell me the answer. All right, I'm betting one.
All right. Good bet.
All right. I'm not using... None of them are Rachel. No. That's my mulligan. I'm not
none
using
that.
None
of them are Rachel.
All right. Daughter is Sarah, but possibly spelled Sarah.
No, but like kind of along the... In my mind, along the same lines.
Because it's a Jewish name probably, right?
Yes.
Yes, because he's Jew.
Yeah.
Son.
Very Jewish.
Isaac.
No.
David. It's
like real Jewish.
Solomon.
Like real Jewish.
Yitzhak.
Yeah, like closer to that. His son's name is Avi.
Oh, like yeah. A-B-I, that's a real
Jewish.
That's
like a real Jewish school name. His daughter's name is Isabel. Not that interesting.
Oh, all right. She's the one that exiled
but
the Jews.
Isabel, not like Isabel, like Isabel, like I-S-A-B-E-L.
Does anyone ever spell it with a Z?
No, not like I-S-A-B-E-L. L-E-L-L-E, like there's some other like...
Oh, yeah, she spells it the Spanish way, not the French way.
Wife's name, Melissa. Boring.
Mm. Dude, Melissa is a name that I refuse to acknowledge exists. It's just a messed up version of Marissa.
Right, what are the three movies or TV shows he's acted in that have to do with politics?
All right, I'm betting 12 on this.
Yeah, you know two of them.
I shouldn't bet. I'm betting 11 on this. The West Wing.
Right.
Scandal.
All right. 2 out of 3. Last one.
All right.
But it has to do with politics. I'll give you a hint. It's in the 90s.
It took place in the 90s?
Yes. 1995, to be precise.
Sports Night.
And it's a film. It's a
Oh, it's a film.
This one's a film. Yeah.
Oh.
1995 film.
Dude, is it the Sorkin film? Because there's a Sorkin movie about politics.
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember what it's called. Is it called, like, The Candidate?
No.
It's called, like, it's The American President.
Yes, it is The American President.
Yeah!
Hey, you don't get that. All right, I'll give it to you. All right, fine.
Dude, I got it. I mean, like, I wouldn't have gotten
what?
It.
Okay, here's another one. What's the card
this
game?
This guy literally only has a career because of Sorkin.
Yeah, actually.
And Scandal.
What's the card game?
Against Humanity?
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
What's the card game that he's an avid player of?
Blackjack.
No, poker.
Well, it's a form of poker.
That's true. All right. What's his dad's name?
Isaiah.
No. Bob.
Fuck.
Ugh.
We just don't do PSAs anymore.
Oh, yeah. I know. We haven't done the PSAs.
Don't
so
huff
long.
Butane. All right. Continue.
I'll give you a final one, because a lot of these are boring.
No, I don't know. I want them all.
No.
All right.
There's 2 minutes left in the show.
There's 1 minute and 8 seconds left.
No one's coming after us, though.
But I want to sleep.
Who is his ex-brother-in-law?
Is it an actor?
Who's also an actor on... Who's also on The West Wing.
Ex-brother-in-law. Is what you said?
Melina's wife, Melissa Merwin, is the sister of this man's wife,
Bradley
Jenny
Whitford.
Merwin. No.
Wait, let me guess again. Richard Schiff. Richard Schiff.
No. I'm not even sure this guy's famous.
What's his name?
I'm not giving you his name. That's